I want to encourage you as well just to... There has been a tremendous sense of God's presence in this place. And when you have the world telling you that there is, then we as Christians better be saying, hey, if I'm not feeling anything, man, God, get me in that place where I do, that I might receive from you. And I just want to encourage you, there's times I come in here and I feel nothing. Sometimes I come and I just, tremendous sense of his presence, and just so wonderful and so good. But you know, the point is that if God draws you and calls out to you, your response is to be obedience. It doesn't matter whether you feel something or not. When God calls, you respond and allow him to do that work. Another area that I've been feeling the Lord just kind of directing me in as far as messages, and so far we've been teaching about a lot of basics of the faith. And just seems that's where God's been calling me to say, you know what? We need to go back to those very foundational things that are important for us as believers in Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I want to talk with you about forgiveness. And this morning, as I was going over that message, I felt an excitement, not from myself, but from the Lord, that we were going to talk about forgiveness. And when I felt that excitement, I knew what that was that God is going to help us this morning to deal with the areas of forgiveness. And so God is here, and God wants to minister to us in this basic of faith, the basic of forgiveness. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Matthew 6, 9 to 15. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, so it might be just a little bit different than the translation that you have, and that's fine. You'll get the same message, whatever translation you want to read. So it says, pray like this, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Father, I thank you that you are here today, and that, Lord, that you're going to help us today to come to this place of forgiveness. Father, I thank you that forgiveness is on your mind, and that, God, you are a God who forgives. And I thank you, Lord, that you forgive all our sins. Thank you, God, that you don't just choose and pick. You forgive us of all our sins. And so, God, as we look at this message here today, I just pray that, Lord, have your way. I pray that, Lord, you would just speak through me and speak to your people, that, Lord, we might have our own revelations in our own lives in this area of forgiveness, in Jesus' name. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the basics of forgiveness. It's kind of an area in our Christian faith that should be a normal part of our lifestyle, a basic of our Christian faith. For as Christians, we should be forgiving people. Now, I know that's easy to say and not always easy to apply, because things happen, words get expressed, offenses occur, inappropriate actions take place that we've all experienced. And sometimes it even happens among us as brothers and sisters in Christ. It shouldn't happen, but yet it does happen. We are still human beings, and we all can have days when we're not on top of it or have bad days. Now, I'm not trying to excuse ourselves or to excuse offenses that may have come our way, but what I'm trying to get across to you is how we should be responding to those kinds of things that come against us as believers. And the Bible is very clear, and it tells us that we are to be a forgiving people. Now, next month, we'll be dealing with some issues just like that in our Set Free weekend, October 20, 21st. Really encourage you to set aside those dates. We take a Friday night and then a Saturday morning and a little bit of the afternoon, And we go through a lot of things that we deal with in life in that time. There's a lot of healing that takes place. And it's really something for every leader and every person. We did one last year, and we're going to do it again this year. Hugely beneficial to us. And I encourage you to set aside those 2 days that are coming. But anyway, I've been wanting to do this message for some time about forgiveness, because forgiveness is a basic. And so when you're looking at some basics of the faith, it's kind of an easy one to hit you in the head to say, well, that's an easy one. I need to speak on this. But it wasn't until this week that I felt a release that I was able to share this message about forgiveness. And I share that with excitement because I really do sense that God is here today and he's going to help us today to deal with any issues that we have in the area of forgiveness. Now, as you look at the definition of forgiveness, just a simple Webster dictionary tells us that forgiveness is to give up resentment. And I look up resentment, and resentment is the giving up of bitterness, anger, hatred, and offense that was caused to you. So that when we say give up resentment, the resentment part in us are those things where it gets to the place that it's bitterness and it's anger and it's hatred and offenses, all those things. And so God is telling us that we need to get to that place where we give up all of that. Give up all of that. So forgiveness is to give up feelings of hurt, to give up the desire to punish. Forgiveness is to pardon, to overlook an offense, to cancel a debt. Now it's interesting, that's just a Webster's unspiritual definition of forgiveness. But it's pretty good, isn't it? Pretty good telling us what we need to do. And this is what God calls us to do. He calls us as believers to be a forgiving people. And I realize that can be a tall order at times, especially if you're here today and you're feeling the pain or the sting of some offense or something that has happened to you that shouldn't have happened to you. And yet God is calling out to us today and telling us, I want you to apply this truth, forgive. Now, as we forgive, sometimes we have confusion in this area of forgiveness and what it means. And I want to just give you some cautions that you might understand forgiveness correctly. Forgiveness, some things that forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not saying that the person, what that person did to you was okay. So you need to understand that. If you forgive somebody, it's not immediately saying, well, what you did to me was okay. Forgiveness is not giving permission for that abuse to continue. So if you've been in some kind of an abusive relationship, when you forgive someone, you know, you're not saying that, well, it's okay now to continue. No, that's not part of forgiveness. Forgiveness does not always lead to restoration. Lots of times we desire restoration. Sometimes that doesn't happen, especially if that relationship is toxic to you or if there's been an abuse in that situation. Forgiveness also does not always release a person from consequences. Sometimes there are consequences to what a person has done to you. Yes, you can forgive them. That does not mean that they don't experience the consequences. If it was a legal issue, it's going to remain a legal issue. Or if it was something that is more of a toxic thing to you, then obviously then it's not good that that relationship would be restored. So forgiveness doesn't always release that person from consequences. And we also need to understand that in forgiveness, as you release that person to God, the Bible says, I will repay. The Lord will repay. And so there are consequences that are out there, just that you're more aware of this process of forgiveness. So forgiveness is putting the offense into God's hands. It's a breaking off of the hold that that offense has on your life or on that person has on you, that you would no longer partner with them in that offense. And so really, forgiveness is more for your benefit than it is for the one that is forgiven, even though that person also receives a benefit because they are forgiven. Now, as we look to what the Bible says, there's a lot that the Bible says about forgiveness. And we don't have the time to go into all those areas of forgiveness or all that the Bible says about it. We're just going to highlight 4 areas for you this morning as it speaks about this subject of forgiveness. And so this morning, we're going to talk about forgiveness. Well, first of all, we need to understand that forgiveness is at the heart of God. Even in our opening passage, we see here Jesus giving us a pattern. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus immediately goes into this beautiful prayer, the Lord's Prayer. But in the middle of that prayer, you will notice that it tells us that we are to seek forgiveness, and then we're also to grant forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So obviously, forgiveness is at the heart of God, because Jesus is telling us, when we're asking how should we pray, Jesus is telling us you need to include this in your prayer time with God. I like how Numbers 14:18 speaks of God's heart and how he is a God who forgives. He says, the Lord is slow to anger, filled with unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin and rebellion. That's who our God is. Our God is a forgiving God. He is a God who forgives. His very nature is to forgive. Psalm 103:8-10, it says, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. I am glad that God is like that. I am glad that God is merciful, that he is a forgiving God, because all of us have sinned. The Bible tells us all of us have come short of the glory of God. So there's no one perfect out there. We've all sinned. We've all done wrong. And yet, God doesn't treat us as we deserve. Aren't you glad that God doesn't treat you the way that your sins deserve? No, he's compassionate and loving, slow to anger, and he grants us forgiveness. That's our God. That's part of his nature. He is a forgiving God. We serve a God who forgives. Compassionate, merciful, treating us better than we deserve, filled with unfailing love, a love that is so strong. The Bible says that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing. No matter what comes at you, no matter what you can think of in your mind, nothing can separate you from the love of God. God loves you. And because he's a God who loves, he's also a God who forgives. Forgiveness is at his very heart. And when I think of God's heart towards us, one of the scriptures that really jumps out at to me is that when Jesus was on the cross and he was experiencing all this abuse and people were mouthing off at him on that cross, oh, what an opportunity for him just to say, I'm going to smoke a few, Lord. I'm going to forgive the world, but I'm going to smoke a few right now. But he didn't do that. Instead, he says this beautiful prayer of Luke 23:34. He says, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. So when we look at ourselves as believers, this is the heart of God. We should be thankful for that, but also we should be a people that replicate what our God is doing. He is a God who forgives. Our God is a loving God. Our God is a God who forgives. I'm thankful for that today, that God forgives me of all my sin. Now, second in this basis of forgiveness, forgiveness is the heart of prayer as well. See, God wants us to be praying about forgiveness. And you need to understand, if God wants us to pray about forgiveness, then that means God wants to help us with forgiveness. So God does not want us to get in that place where we kind of, you know, step aside or say, no, you're going to be punished for a while. Like, I'm going to stay mad at you for quite some time. No, God's saying, no, I want you to pray about this. So that when offenses come our way, when things happen to us that shouldn't happen to us, God says what we need to be doing is to bring it to him in prayer. And as we do pray, God is going to help us in this whole area of forgiveness. And I believe here today, I realize that there may be some offenses here that are terrible. Maybe there's abuse here today, and I know that's a terrible one. And you might say, how could I ever forgive things such as that? Well, that's why we come to God, because in the natural, you can't. In the natural, you can't. It has to be something that God helps you to do, and it's something where God brings some healing in. So forgiveness, it's not always easy. Small offenses, sometimes they can be easier to deal with. But when bigger ones come along, they can be very difficult to deal with. And so prayer is that place that we need to go so that we can come to that place where we can forgive. We're to bring the situation to God and look to God to help you. See, the Lord is saying to us, look, I want to help you in this area. I want to help you to deal with some of these areas in your lives where forgiveness needs to be expressed. But you need to come to me. Your strength is going to be from me, not from yourself. There'll be things sometimes that happen to us that in the natural, there is no way that you could ever forgive a person. But God is saying, if you come to me, I'm going to help you to take that journey. So when dealing with forgiveness issues, offenses, or hurtful words or actions, the best place to go is to bring those issues to God in prayer. And Jesus taught that in the Lord's Prayer as we pray about forgiveness. Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Or forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, depending on which translation you might have. But this is what we're to pray about. Jesus wants to make forgiveness the heart of our prayer, right in the center. First of all, that involves praying to God about our own sins, our own rebellions, our own disobedience, our own failures. See, God wants us to come before Him and to ask God and to repent before God, confessing those sins to Him and asking God, please forgive me, God. That's an important step that all of us need to take in our lives, in our Christian walk. That we would come before God, we would repent of our sins, and we would ask God to forgive us. And the Bible says He will forgive. Why? Because His very nature is to forgive. And so when God is telling us to bring those forgiveness issues to Him in prayer, it is a welcoming place for us to come. Because we realize that as we come before God Almighty, He is already ready to forgive us of our sins. He's already ready. He's prepared to do that. And so we repent, we ask God to forgive us, and God does, and He frees us from the guilt or the shame that sometimes can come along with sin, that, you know, we feel bad, we feel guilty, and we feel shame because we failed the Lord. And see, God doesn't want you to keep walking in that. He wants you to come to Him, repent of to Him, and He'll forgive you. He'll take away that shame. He'll take away those feelings of guilt. So what a wonderful blessing that we can come before the Lord in prayer, and God says, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to forgive you. Maybe there's something you have done. Maybe there's something that's happened in your life that's been quite a serious thing, and you've been really struggling with it, maybe in your own personal life. You need to realize today that God will forgive you. Oh, but I've done, you know, we hear this, oh, Pastor, you don't know how bad I've been. You know, I can't come to your church because I have been a terrible person. I've done all these things. God's not afraid of that. God's saying, come on in. Come on in. I want to welcome you and I want to forgive you. It's a good place to come to the Lord in prayer as He offers us forgiveness. And once we've dealt with those things that are personal, it kind of helps us then to deal with the offenses others have done to us. I think God kind of planned it that way, that as we come before the Lord and we go through some of those things where we wronged the Lord, or we said something we shouldn't have said, or did something we shouldn't have did, and all of a sudden we just receive forgiveness. He understands. Kind of think God kind of prepares us to then take the next step to forgive those who sinned against us, or those that offended against us, because we have an understanding now that God's not holding that against me, so why should I be holding that against that individual or that person? So, see, God's very aware of how not forgiving someone can really harm us. And God wants to clear those airways out so that, you know, that we can hear from Him better. And that's why it says, Mark 11:25 says, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. So when we forgive others who have sinned against us, it opens up a clearer airway to hear from God for ourselves and to experience forgiveness. It really is a very important area of prayer, because God wants us to experience forgiveness for ourselves, but also for others. So let us not be shy or avoid God when issues of forgiveness come up in our lives because there's a God there waiting for you to come to him in prayer. And as you do, he will forgive your sins, and he's going to also help you to forgive others for their sin. So forgiveness is at the heart of God. God wants us to pray about forgiveness, and God also wants to help us for forgiveness. And I can guarantee you today that if there's something that is on your heart or is on your mind and it deals in this area of forgiveness, I guarantee you that God is here today and wants to help you today, and today is your day that you're going to be set free from that in Jesus' name. Thirdly, and continuing from this theme of praying to forgive others, forgiveness is the heart of your forgiveness. See, if you can't forgive others, if you can't extend the grace that God extended to you, then you jeopardize your own forgiveness. Back to our original text that we read in Matthew 6, 14 to 15, it says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse, if you get stubborn about it to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And then Mark 11, 25, we just said that a couple of minutes ago. But when you're praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. So the forgiving of others is something that's very important to God. You know, we don't seem to have a problem when we come before God where we mess up or we make mistakes. We don't have that problem usually. You say, oh God, forgive me, I'm sorry. And God forgives us. It's the end of the matter. But it's a whole different story many times when somebody sins against us and for us to do the very same thing for them. And yet that's exactly what God is calling us to do. So this is important. It's our nature to forgive. And if we're his followers, it's God's nature to forgive. And if we are his followers, then it should be our nature to forgive. And I realize I'm not trying to make light of some things that may have happened to you, because I do realize that some offenses may have happened to you that have been very great, have been very terrible, and that hurt is really, really deep. But I also believe that God is here today, and he's wanting to help us in that area. You are not alone as you face that. God is right there with you. God is wanting to help you, and I really believe that today is your day to be healed of those things that are deep down inside. Yes, extending forgiveness can benefit that individual, but in reality, it actually benefits you even more. See, your hurt gets healed. Your pain gets healed. Your release from that hold that person has had upon your life. So as you forgive, actually the benefit is really more for you than it is for the other individual. Matthew 18, there is a parable of a servant who was forgiven of a great debt. And that was millions and millions of dollars that the king forgave that servant that huge debt because he repented and he asked the king to forgive him. But after that time, that servant went out and he went to some of the other servants that would be underneath him, and they owed him a few thousand dollars. And they did the same thing. They said, oh, please, we're sorry. You know, finances are tight right now. We haven't been able to pay you back. Please forgive us. Give us some mercy here. And absolutely not. And he threw those people in prison. And when the king heard about it, the king called that servant back in and told them, I'm reversing the decision I've made for you. I told you that I've forgiven you, but I no longer am forgiving you. You would not forgive those underneath you, and so now I'm demanding full payment, and you will stay in prison until every last penny is paid. But know what it says at the end of that parable. In Matthew 18, 35, it says, that's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. God's saying you're going to go into prison. It may not be a literal prison with bars, but it's going to be a spiritual one where you're going to find it's been living in torment. It's like living in hell. You're going to be behind that wall. There'll be a wall separating you from God if we choose not to forgive. So we'll be suffering instead of the offender. So we definitely don't want to go there. See, God doesn't want us to suffer from unforgiveness, and so that's why he's telling us in advance, I want you to forgive those who offend you. He's also a God that wants to help us in this area. You know, the secret of getting out of prison of the offense is to forgive, for you to forgive. And to forgive, again, it's not saying that what that person did to you was okay. It's not, you know, restoring an abusive relationship. It's not that. No, you need to stay away from an abusive relationship. But it breaks the hold of that offender over you. And as the Bible says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Not always easy, but it is beneficial for you. And that's what God wants to help you with today, to help you in this whole area. Because forgiveness is at the heart of your own forgiveness. Then lastly, in this basic of Christian living, forgiveness is at the heart of our lifestyle. See, forgiveness isn't just something we should do once in a while, but should be part of our daily lifestyle. We should be a forgiving people. Christians, followers of Christ, should be forgiving people more than anybody else. Ephesians 4:32, it says, instead be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. And then Colossians 3:12-13 says, since God chose you to be a holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. As believers in Christ, whether we want to or not, we are called to forgive. That's a basic of the faith. God forgives us, and so he tells us we should be willing to do as he does. As we've experienced forgiveness, then we need to be willing to extend forgiveness. We are his children, and we need to act as such in our lifestyle. Forgiveness is a big one. Not always easy, but it is necessary, and it's what Christians are supposed to do. It's basic Christianity. Forgiveness needs to be at the heart of our lifestyle. We need to be forgiving people. So as we close this morning, maybe we need to ask ourselves where we stand with forgiveness. Is there somebody that we need to forgive? I find it very interesting that sometimes we can be very quick to say, oh, no, I don't have anybody I need to forgive. That's because you're asking yourself. As soon as you ask God, it's a whole different story sometimes. Sometimes you get surprised by God saying, what? I never knew that, God. But we allow God to speak in our lives. So don't just ask yourself, is there anybody I need to forgive? No, you ask him. And I really believe God is here today to help us do that, to give us the strength and the resolve to forgive today, and to realize that you are not alone and that God is ready to help you, to forgive you, to heal you, and that there is an anointing and a grace from God that is present in this place today that's going to help you to forgive. So whatever that offense or issue is, today's your day. Today your day is where God's going to start bringing some healing in there. And God's going to help you to get rid of that offense and bury that offense and to extend forgiveness. And he's ready to help you because today is the day to forgive. Why is that important to God? Well, it's his nature. That's who he is. But there's something else that's also important. I really sense that God is going to increase his presence. That what you've heard today about a story of a person driving by and feeling drawn every time he comes, that is going to increase. And it's going to get stronger and stronger. And you're going to start seeing people come here that not because we've done a great job, but because of the power of the presence of the Holy God that is reaching out and touching people. I believe his presence is going to fall in this Lakeland area. And it's going to go to a greater level. But for that to happen, his people need to be able to deal with some issues of forgiveness. And for us to experience that presence for ourselves, to realize that, man, I need to experience that presence, then there are some things we need to forgive, to get out of the way so we can experience the fullness of His presence. Because there's a greater fullness of His presence that He is desiring to do in this church. So as we close here this morning, I kind of wrote out some prayers that we're to pray. And it's just kind of to help us here this morning in this whole area of forgiveness. And that first one is just simply, Jesus, is there anyone I need to forgive? And why we start there, I already kind of said it, but when we ask ourselves that question sometimes, we just say, no, not at all. Nope. So as you ask God, sometimes it can be quite revealing what He says back to us. I know I've been surprised at times myself where I said, no, I don't think so. And then all of a sudden a name came to me. I said, oh, I didn't realize that. I thought I dealt with that. And so that's what God can do with you today. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me. And I'm just going to direct you in some of these prayers. We're going to pause between some of them a little bit. So if you would stand with me as we close, we want to just go through some of these prayers here this morning. Again, just to help you. And again, this is not to put a guilt trip on you. Please, please, please do not think of it in that sense. This is not about a guilt trip. This is about God wanting to free you this morning. God wanting to heal that area of offense, that hurt. God is wanting to heal that hurt, and part of that process is that we forgive. So if we could just say that first one together. Jesus, is there anyone I need to forgive? Now, if a name came to you right away, then you know that was the Lord. If nothing has come to you, then don't worry about it. Don't start trying to think of a few more people or a few situations. If somebody came to you real quick, that's usually how God will work. He'll just show us something real quick. So as we ask that, Lord, if there's anyone I need to forgive, then we got to come to that place where we're going to say, I do forgive. Now, in this part of the prayer, you know, it may not be appropriate to say that name out loud because maybe you don't want the person next to you to hear that. But for you to, you know, you can just kind of say that under your breath and just say, Lord, I choose to forgive so-and-so. And you just kind of say their name under the breath. If you feel to say it out a little loud, that's okay to do there as well. And so I'm not looking for a bunch of names all of a sudden to be thrown out here. We're just going to kind of leave that as a blank, okay? And that's something that you can respond for your heart. So Jesus, I choose to forgive. And then whoever that person is or whatever that situation is, that we now give it to God. We bring it to Him. Then we say this next prayer together. Jesus, I release this person and choose to no longer partner with them in this area of unforgiveness or even in this area of offense. So that's what we're choosing to do. We're saying, God, I've had it. I'm not going to partner with this stuff anymore, Lord. Doesn't matter their response. I'm worried about my response before you, God. And so, Lord, today I'm breaking off. I'm severing, Lord, where there's that disagreement or whatever, that other individual, I'm going to deal with what I have to deal with. And so we're breaking that off. So that's what we're doing there. So then the next part, again, we just leave that blank, but you fill it in to that person. Jesus, I hand whatever the person's name is or situation to you and ask you to break me free from them. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would break, Lord, that connection that has been holding us back, that has been hindering us and hurting us and causing us pain. Lord, we ask you to break that this morning. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And then we just want to simply ask that the blood of Jesus would come and that the blood of Jesus covers our sins, that it would just cover that whole situation, that whole area. And so we just pray that, Jesus, close this door by your blood. Sometimes what happens when we pray that prayer, sometimes you see blood. Sometimes you'll see a door or something close. And that's what God can do for you. That's what he can do for you. One of the other things that we found in deliverance ministry is this last little prayer to ask the Lord, what would he have in return for us? Because, you know, many times there's a blessing that God has for us that he wants to release to us, that he's been waiting for us to respond to him. And as we respond to him, he releases a blessing. Or he speaks something afresh and new, because sometimes as we go through these areas of forgiveness, we start believing some lies of the enemy. And some of those lies can be crippling, and we feel terrible, we feel rotten, and all those kinds of things. And this is that place where we can say, Jesus, what do you have for me in return? So let's just pray that prayer. Jesus, what do you have for me in return? And he'll speak something quite quickly to you. If he's going to speak something at all, it'll happen quickly. You won't have to keep thinking about it. What do you have for me in return? There's a blessing. There's a truth that he wants you to know in this whole situation about you. That's going to be a correction in your life, that you're going to understand it a whole lot better. There's a truth he wants you to know. What is that truth, Lord? So Jesus, as we come to you here this morning, I thank you that you are a forgiving God and that you forgive us of all our sins. But Lord, to be honest with you, it's hard at times to use the rest of the application that we would also forgive others. And so, Lord, I believe this morning you've helped us in this area to forgive. That, Lord, you've broken some ties, Lord, that we thought was just punishment on their part, but Lord, we were really punishing ourselves. And so, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, that you've helped us here. And I just speak a healing now, Lord, to come as well. That, Lord, there'd be a healing over that whole area. That, Lord, we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, just to bring a healing over that area. Lord, we even pray for the offender, that, Lord, that you would work in their life. But, Lord, this morning you're talking to us about our own lives, not about them. You're talking about what we need to do. And so, Lord, we just pray that healing to come over that situation, that, Lord, you would heal our hurt, you would heal our pain. Bring that healing, Lord. I pray as well, Lord, that you would speak that truth into us this morning too, that, Lord, there's been a lie that, Lord, came along with that offense, and we took that lie. We come out of agreement with that lie right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we would ask you, what's the truth? What's the truth that you want to know about me, God, that I need to know about me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for forgiveness this morning. Father, I pray again that you would just help anyone that's struggling right now, that's still, Lord, trying to deal with that, and it's still kind of raising its head. Lord, we just speak the blood of Jesus against that, and that, Lord, that you would just help us to come to that place where forgiveness flows. Forgiveness flows. And that, Lord, you would bring healing, and you would bring the truth to us, that we would hear the truth of what you say about us, not what that person said about us or what that person did to us, what you say. Holy Spirit, just do that work right now in Jesus' name. We welcome you, Lord, to speak to each one of us. Each one of us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Maybe we could just turn one of the altar musics on there. Maybe one of those songs from Bethel. And if you're still here this morning and maybe just saying, man, I got so much, I just need somebody to agree with me or to help me through this or just to be with me through this, we'd be very happy to pray with you. Or maybe there's a situation you're going through that has nothing to do with what we were talking about at all this morning, but you're in need of prayer. And we do have a prayer team that is here, and we like to, in church here, of just giving people that opportunity to come and receive prayer. So if you're in need of prayer today, there will be people up here to pray with you. If you have to go, bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy His presence. If you happen to be free tonight, no pressure. I don't want to pressure anyone to be here. But if you want to come, all I'm doing is I'm just going to have some music playing, and we're just kind of sitting in His presence, listening to what He may have to say to us or speak into our lives. And so that's there if you want it. But pray that forgiveness. God's here to help you today, that you don't leave it, that you don't walk out with it, sorry, that it gets left behind. So bless you, thank you. And if you guys would just play one of those songs from Bethel, and we're just going to end the service that way. So bless you. Thank you for being here today. And if you want prayer, I'll ask the altar workers that they would come and just come along the front. And if you'd like prayer, we'll pray with you. You have to go. You are dismissed. May you enjoy a new freedom. It's not going to bother you anymore. It's done.